you out of 1 John, the third chapter. I read verses 16 through 19, and supporting scripture coming from St. John, the 13th chapter, which you already heard in your hearing, verses 33 through 35. The Epistle of John, the third chapter, beginning at verse 16. The Bible reads, "Hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. But whoso have this world's good, and seeth his brother have need, and shutteth up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. But whoso have this world's good, and seeth his brother have need, and shutteth up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him?" Supporting scripture that you've already heard in your hearing, I read verse 34. "A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth." Based on those verses, we'd like to propose a question to you this morning. Simply says, where's the love? Where's the love?
Hallelujah. God said that he would be with us. God said that I would never leave you, neither will I ever forsake you. God said that if you love me, then keep my commandments. Hallelujah. God said in his word this morning, love ye one another as he has loved us. Anybody know the love of Jesus this morning? How many of you are just glad that God loves us more than we even love ourselves? With all the toils and snares that we've gone through, God has still yet been right there by our side. Anybody in here know that you hadn't doubted every I, crossed every T, but God has still been right there by your side? Anybody ever had an idea or thought in your mind that I just don't know what I'm going to do, but somewhere in the midst of the midnight hour, God just sort of steps into your situation? Hallelujah. And you become a believer that weeping may endure for a night, but joy will come in the morning. Is it morning time in anybody's life in here this morning? Are you tired of letting the enemy have dominion over your life? Then it's time for you to take your life back. It's time to take control this morning and know that you belong to a mighty God this morning. I don't care what your body feels like. God is still a healer and he is a keeper this morning. God said it and I believe it this morning. Hallelujah. I'm looking at witness at blessings all over the house this morning. Hallelujah to the name Jesus. God is just so good to us. And if we would just give God the glory and the honor and just thank him for the things that he is doing when you know that he's doing it. Those of us, those of you that have been on the bed of affliction, you know that regardless of the fact that you had a doctor or a nurse that was working on your condition, God was the one that was doing the healing. God was the one that gave you the strength to sustain and to endure what you had to go through. And even though you might be going through right now, just go through. Just don't stop. Don't give up. Just keep on keeping on trusting in the power of a mighty God. By his stripes, the Bible declares that we are healed. And so you got to learn how to accept spiritual healing. There are times when your physical body may not come to grips with what you're going through, but your spiritual being need to be healed. Don't let the enemy make you think that you're all lost, because this old flesh ain't nothing but dirt and no way. It was designed to go back to where it come from. But that sweet, sweet spirit that God implanted within us, God is with us this morning. And I thank God for that. I thank God for that, because if it had not been the Lord, we thank God. We thank God. I thank God for people of God, that when you go through and you realize that there is a God somewhere. Hallelujah, Jesus. I thank God that there are those that realize that even though I might be in a situation that would warrant me saying that I'm going to do this or I'm going to do that, but when you get up on your feet, it might be a different story. But I thank God that I see witnesses and I see people that have told me that, Rimke, when I get back up on my feet, I'm coming back to the house of God. And I'm not going to call her name, but I'm glad that she's a woman of her word. I'm glad that she served a God that loved her enough, that gave her strength enough to let her know that I can hear you and give you the desires of your heart. Hallelujah, Jesus. And that same individual, I'm waiting on you to sing your song now. You don't have to sing it right now, but I'm waiting on you to sing your song because you got to do what the Lord God has laid on your heart to do. And don't worry about what nobody else think about it. When God tells you to do something, or when God gives you a blessing, and you know, sometimes we make promises to God, especially when we are going through, and we say, Lord, if you do this, I'll do that. But God is not a tick for tack. God loves us despite ourselves. God has blessed us even in the midst of our mess. God bless us. And so we must understand that we serve a God that is worthy of all of our praises. That God that I speak of this morning is the same one that allowed us to open up our eyes this morning, to put breath in our bodies one more time, to allow our brain to tell my arms that I want my arms to move and they'll move. That's a blessing from a mighty God. Sister Gloria Dave gave a testimony early, and we thank God for the Spirit of Christ and for one that decides that I'm going to give God my all in all. And in that statement, she said, Easter has come and Easter is gone. Easter Monday, along with all the Easter egg hunts and the cookouts and the dinners and spring break, it's a done deal now. We're right back to where we need to be. We're back on course. We're back in the pattern of life. We are back in a place where we ought to be willing to allow God to use us. I pray and hope that we had a joyful time in love and fellowship one with another, because we got to take every opportunity to share our love one with another. We've been blessed to come and share in our love for Jesus this morning. And I believe, I know in my heart that it's a good thing to come together and to join our forces in magnifying the body of Christ. We must understand and accept the fact that we are all brothers and sisters in Christ, and it is our goal to go to heaven one day. Then we expect there to be people there of all nationalities and all walks of life. So when you get there, don't be surprised if you see some folk that you don't know. But just thank God that if you make it, you got a whole lot to be thankful for. Remembering that we serve a God that is without respect of persons. God loves all of us. He died for all of us. And we got to understand that his death is not in vain. If you are a believer this morning, then there was power in that resurrection. And we got to believe that when he got up with all power, that power helps us in the lives that we live on today. The Bible declares that he promises us a crown of life to all that believe and love. So now, if you believe in the power of God, if you believe that there's a God somewhere, then you ought to know something about love. His appearing so lets us know that the love and the peace of God is right here on earth. We've come this morning, and despite our belief and our stand, we have nothing to boast of. It's only because of his grace and his mercy that we have salvation. And we see to us as believers, the resurrection has significant meaning, power, and purpose. And we participate daily in the joy of his strength and his power. Isn't it amazing how we are more excited on Sunday than we are throughout the week? But there are those of us, and I say we because there are those of us that fall in that category, but then there are others that fall in the category that every day is a day of Thanksgiving. And having a day of Thanksgiving doesn't necessarily mean that you got to have a whole church service. It doesn't mean that you got to fall out in the floor. It doesn't mean that you just got to go up. You know, some of us feel like we're not close to God unless we're going up. You can't be up on the mountain all the time. There are times that you got to come down off the mountain and walk back down through the valley. So you got to understand that as you go through the valley, you have some good days and some bad days. I'm not mad at you because you just got that mindset that I'm highly favored in the Lord, but highly favored folk go through. Anybody in here know what I'm talking about? You can be highly favored and blessed by the best, but you can still have pains in your body. You can still have a headache. You can still have trouble in the land. You can still find that there's a trap been set for you, so you got to trust the power of a mighty God. And when we say we walk by faith and not by sight, then that lets us know that everything that you see, don't pay it any attention. But when you walk with a blinded eye, knowing that if I let the Lord lead and direct my path, then everything is going to be all right. I thank God. I thank God for allowing me an opportunity to stand in this house one more time. Not because of any of the good that I've done, but because I serve a merciful God and because I am a servant of the Most High God. We all ought to be glad to be servants of the Most High God. When we serve God, God blesses us, and the blessings that God bestowed upon us, we ought to be a blessing to someone else. God blesses us. And then some of us get so selfish that we don't even want nobody to know. But every now and again, you ought to just let the world know that I've been blessed by the best. That I may have been labored nothing, but I am somebody because I'm a child of the King. Don't never let nobody belittle you or make you feel like you are nothing just because they don't like your style or they don't like the way that you carry yourself. You know, we got to understand that everybody is different in some kind of way, and yet we have similarities. And we're similar in the fact that if we trust and believe the word of God, then God's word tells us that we ought to treat one another like we want to be treated. I come to tell you this morning that my God is not dead because he yet still alive. What is expected of us as followers or disciples of Christ? I believe that we also should become witnesses of who he is, for what he's done and for what we expect him to do. Day after day, God blesses us. And sometimes we find ourselves just going through the motions because we're so familiar and so used to God blessing us that we take our blessings for granted. There are some of us that have never been hungry enough to wonder where we're going to get our next meal from. So it doesn't bother us when hunger pains come because we got it. But what about those folk that get hungry and don't have anything to eat? What about those folk that sometimes, you know, we sit so high on this pedestal because of what we got or where we think that we come from, but don't never forget where you come from. Don't never forget that you might not be hungry today, but you might have had some yesterdays that you didn't have everything that you wanted to have. So when God blesses you, then you are a blessing to be a blessing. Now, I'm not saying to be nobody's food, because folk would take advantage of your kindness. There are some folk that will use you for anything that they can get out of you. But then there are some folk that just love you because you are you. And because you love them, you don't mind giving of yourself or of your resources, because that's what love does. But there are those of us that would like to sort of labor that thing, and it's a tick for tack. If you do this for me, I'll do that for you. But I thank God for a love that's unconditional. God loved us so much that his love is unconditional. And because of his love, we got joy, we got peace, we got happiness, we got an opportunity to say that I am a child of a mighty King. God has been there for every last one of us. And we look back over the pages of history, all of our loved ones trusted in the power of a loving God. And he's still here with us on today. Generation after generation, we tell the people of God that God will never leave you, neither will he forsake you. His love for us is so great, and his compassion in taking on our faults and our sins and suffered, bled, and died. A man that knew no sin, but yet went through all of that suffering and gave his life for you and I. And then we have the audacity to sit around like he still owes us something. We ought to be on fire when we go to the house of God. Doesn't necessarily matter what house you go to, you ought to still have a praise down on the inside. I thank God that there's a praise inside of me that I have to let go every now and again. For David said, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. I thank God for the praises of God, because I know that I have a right to praise him, because he is exactly who he is. God loves us. And then we look at the love of God. The love was so strong, the Bible declares that for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. So all we got to do is believe in him, that who he is, and he does what he says that he would do. So according to the word of God, then his purpose for coming is out of divine love to bring about salvation. So we talk about that all the time, but we sort of let it in. We let it out. Some of us let it go over our head because we don't want to be committed to the power of God. We don't want to be committed to the word of God because we want to continue to do things our very own way. We got to understand that come the time, we got to do it God's way, whether we want to or not. We got to understand that God wants us to have a true love one for another. Our question this morning, where's the love? We always talk in love, but we don't show very much love. Whole lot of us always running around talking about how many folk we love. And some of us even have the mindset that I love everybody. We say that because that's what we feel like we're supposed to say. You know you don't love everybody. There's some folk you didn't even speak to yesterday. There's some folk that you got some thoughts in your mind that not thoughts of love. Now, you might be trying to get to a place in life where you can love everybody. But all by yourself, it's impossible. But the Bible that I read said, not with God. Because if I need to love my enemy, then I can't love him by myself. I need God to help me. Help me look over the fact that you don't like me. Help me look over the fact that you stab me in my back. Help me look over the fact that every time I turn around, you calling my name about something negative. Anybody in here got some so-called friends that always got your name in their mouth and they need to pull it out? Where's the love? God said, if you love me like you say you do, why do you treat me the way that you do? That statement has always stayed with me. Because I didn't realize at the time what it was to be a leader. I didn't realize all the things that Doc had to go through to stand before us and declare the word of God. I didn't understand that even though he loved folk and gave his all in all, they still called him everything but a child of God. Some of the very ones that he kept the lights on were the main ones that were talking about, oh, rim best this and oh, rim best that. But as soon as they need somebody, where's the love? Love goes when you realize that even though you're not worthy of it, I'm going on anyhow. You're not going to stop my blessing because you don't want to act right. If God gave me a love to love folk and to give to folk, I'm going to give while I can. And when I don't have no more, I don't have no more. Amen. Holding on to stuff. Come a time you got to let some things go. Look at these words of Jesus. Jesus says, if God be glorified in him, God shall also glorify him in himself and shall straightway glorify him. Little children, yet a little while I am with you. Ye shall seek me, and as I said unto the Jews, whither I go, ye cannot come. So now I say to you a new commandment that I give unto you. Now, these are the words of Jesus. Jesus says that ye love one another as I have loved you. The words of Jesus, a very simple, plain command. He words this as a commandment. Now, we're familiar with the commandments, the laws of God, and the laws of God are the standards of which we are to live by. But Jesus realized that not only the laws that have already given to Moses, but there's another law that I need in the land because man just don't treat man right. And so I got to let man know that I'm going to give a new commandment that ye love one another the same way I love you, you love one another. Now, ask yourself the question. If God loves me so much, and I thank God for the love of Jesus, am I loving my brother? Think about it. This is not one of those situations where you can point the finger at somebody else. This is not one of those things where you can throw the rock and hide your hand, because we serve a God that is all seeing and all knowing. So if there's real love in your heart, then nobody shouldn't have to ask you about it. You can just see it. You can feel it. You ever been in the midst of somebody that you know loved you and you can just feel it? Where's the love? I'm not talking about all that lip service you got. Anybody can talk love. Anybody can pick up a book and pick up a couple of phrases or listen to a song and pull a couple of those lyrics out, and then they try to talk to somebody like they're in love. But where's the love whenever we don't get along? Where's the love when I say no, Mara? We love whenever it's convenient. We love with condition that as long as you don't mess with me, we all right. Punch my buttons. You see what kind of love I got. Any of you in here ever had to experience that? You thought that somebody loved you. They talked love, but as soon as you punched the wrong buttons, you found out that that's not the kind of love that I was looking for. I don't need that kind of love. Bible says that if we will love one another as God has loved us, by this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye love one to another. Church folk, saints of God, Christians, lay members, where you gonna put yourself at? Who are you in here this morning? I'm not talking about choir members. I'm not talking about preachers. I'm not talking about deacons or trustees. Those are just titles. But who are you this morning? Where is your love for the love of Christ? Where is your love for mankind? Love don't sit on a log and just stand there. Love is an action word. So if you love God, you ought to be about his business. There are times that we got to understand that it's more than just a word. It's more than just high regards. It's more than ardent affection. It's more than just a feeling that you have down on the inside. True love is of God. Remember we used to say WW, JD, what would? There you go. So now, when things happen in your life, you might say, what would Jesus do? But the question is, what are you going to do? So you try to show yourself all sanctified and full of the Holy Ghost, talking about what Jesus would do. Are you going to do what Jesus do? Where's the love? Resurrection Sunday, you couldn't find a seat. Amen. Where's the love? Amen. Don't remember that, nothing else. You remember to tell them I said that. Because you love the God that I serve, you're going to love him more than two times a year. Anybody know what I'm talking about? When the Lord God had been on your side, and you know that you got the love of a mighty God. I just want to let you know this morning that God wants us to love one another. See, I got another journey this afternoon. So I'm going to go on and get out of this place. I just stopped by to let you know that the Bible wants us to love one another. The Bible lets you know this morning that you got to have the love of a mighty God. We serve a God that is good to us. And the Bible declares, hereby proceed we the love of God. Because the love of God laid down his life. And we ought to lay down our life for our friends. If the Lord God laid down his life for us, then the Bible tells us, but whoso that have the world's goods. In other words, if you got the resources, if you got the thing that somebody else needs, and you see your brother in need, and the Bible says you close up, hallelujah, when you look here in the word of God, and you shut it up your bowels of compassion. In other words, you don't want to do nothing for nobody but yourself. As long as me and mine got it, everything is going to be all right. But I want to let you sanctified folk know that if you don't have the real love of Jesus, then you don't have real compassion. Because if you got compassion in your heart, you will look out for somebody else. You'll realize that I might not be my brother's keeper, but I am my brother's brother. And if my brother got a need, I ought to be able to supply that need. When God has blessed you to do something, you ought to think about the word of God. For the Bible says, love God, and we ought to love not only in mouth, not only in lip service, but in deeds and in truth. If you love somebody, you ought to show that love. If you love somebody, you got to come out your comfort zone. There's somebody in the house this morning that always talking about how they love Jesus, but won't give their friend a helping hand. Won't open up the door for nobody. Won't give nobody a ride down the street. But I want to let you know that that is not the love of Jesus. Because if you got the love of the Lord, you will give everything that you got to help somebody along the way. I heard that my Bible said that if I love God with all of my heart, if I trust the power of a mighty God. I don't know about you this morning, but I serve a good God, and God has been so good to me. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that God has done, the love of God cries out, hallelujah to the name Jesus. Is there anybody in the house this morning that realize that you gotta have real love? You gotta love your brother, whether he got a dollar or not. You gotta love your sister, whether they speak to you or not. Stop walking around being a hater. There's so many haters in the house. Some folk don't want you to be happy. Some folk don't want you to have joy, but I come to tell somebody that I got joy, and this joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me, and I'm not going to let the world take it away. I thank God for the love of Jesus. What about that love? Love lifted me. Love started me on my journey. Love made a way out of no way. Love is what love does. If you got the love of Jesus, then you ought to make a sacrifice. I thank God that God made a sacrifice when he went up on Calvary's Hill, gave his life for your sin and mine. That was love. God's love lifted me up. God's love made a way out of no way. Now, I don't know about you. I don't know about your God. But the God that I serve, there is time out to sitting around doing nothing. But you better get up, be about your Father's business. Know that the Lord God is everything that he said that he'll do. Love ye one another as I have loved you. But my question to Faust Shepherd, it's where's the love? Don't hide it. Don't hold it back. But give love. Love is not love until you give it away. Oh, you need to love yourself to death. But at the end of the day, it's just you and yourself.